Connecting the Dots with the Renaissance people.
I'm a little too much for a lot of people, and that's exactly the way I like it. Hi, I'm Sarah Kobilka, Renaissance woman, and you're listening to this teaser episode for Connecting the Dots with the Renaissance people. As a science communicator, I feel like I have to first start off by explaining jargon in my title. So let's start with Renaissance people. What's a Renaissance person? What's a Renaissance woman? I get that a lot, since it's the name of my company, Renaissance Woman Consulting. So here's what I have to tell you. A Renaissance person is someone who is complex. We contain multitudes. We are sometimes multi-hyphenate, certainly multi-potentialites. We are multi-passionate. We really like to use the word passionate. And another one I find I'm often using is inspired, because we are. We are curious people. We love learning. And we like to do this thing that I call connecting the dots. This is part of the Renaissance person's mindset, the Renaissance mindset that I think is really unique. And what it is that we are so intensely curious for the sake of curiosity. We're lifelong learners. We like to learn about things, not because, like most people, or at least most adults, they have this idea that they're going to immediately apply it to some problem, something that they've encountered in the world. Instead, in our case, we are curious for the sake of learning new information that we can hopefully, and in fact, I personally believe we believe in the serendipity of the world, that we will find a place to share that information with someone else, to help them improve something, to help them have an impact. Or we oftentimes will find a way to take that information we're learning and use it in our own work that we're doing that oftentimes spans across boundaries. We have jobs in multiple disciplines or sectors or industries. Now, our complexity also makes it a little bit hard to explain ourselves. If people ask me, give me an elevator pitch about who you are or Renaissance Woman Consulting, I respond to them, well, how tall is the elevator? Can we go to the moon? But anyways, I get past myself because that's one of the topics we're actually going to be talking about in this podcast. It's going to be a mixture of occasional solo episodes, but what I'm really looking forward to is when I'm going to be bringing on my fellow Renaissance people. We're going to have deep conversations about what is a Renaissance person? What is our value? What's our strength, our power in a world that's getting really hyper-specialized and where they're constantly telling us to niche down? So we're going to talk about where's that strength, where's that power, but we're also going to have fun with it. We're going to maybe play some games, a little improv game, connecting the dots. We're going to see ideas and conversations that are happening in one area, and we're going to connect it to a totally different area. And that's great. That's one of our strengths. We're able to look and think outside the box because we don't live inside the box. We live across the boxes, which sounds like a really weird phrase. So, oh well. Anyways, I hope that you will join me. If you're a fellow Renaissance person, maybe just because you enjoy learning and you know that at some point in time you'll have an application for this, or maybe you're somebody who really wants to cultivate that Renaissance mindset because you realize there's more that I can do. I can come up with ideas and I can expand them. Whichever you're looking for, I hope you'll join me. I hope some of you will come on my show and chat with me. And if you are interested, follow me. I'm on LinkedIn. Sarah, S-A-R-A, no H, Kobilka, K-O-B-I-L-K-A. Follow me, and I'll see you there.
Connecting the dots with the Renaissance people.